Christmas as I want. Absolutely. And won't worry about a whole lot of stuff.
How do you greet somebody Christmas time?
Well,
what's the favorite expression everybody
Well, whenever
has?
They come in, that way I always say, good morning, Christmas gift.
Yeah.
How you doing? And all that you say.
And after, well, you say Merry Christmas.
That's right, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And all that you say,
your children come home?
Yes, and they call them. The boy in Cleveland, he don't. There's 13 of us living, and all of us is up here on the top of Uncle's team. It's Cincinnati.
Oh, really?
13 of us. There wasn't but 14 of us in all. There's one dead, and I'm the oldest one out of the 14.
You are. I bet you was glad to see him.
Yes, we was glad, but it ain't been so long since, let me see, when my mom died, they're all down here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she been dead. Be 3 years this coming May.
Hmm.
She was 90 years old, the 8th of April, and died the 25th of May.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she'd lived a good life.
Yeah,
good
she sure had.
Life,
she had it. And my daddy, he'd been dead, I reckon, by 30-some-odd years.
Mm-hmm. Well, after Christmas time, then we bring in the New Year.
That's right.
What do you go around telling everybody?
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Do you ever go uptown and pay a bill off, and maybe you've been paying it a long time, or maybe you pay it off sooner than you were supposed to, and they throw in something extra because you paid your bill off. What do you call that?
Well, let me see. What do they call? So, well, I'm gonna take some off of it, give you something for paying it up so promptly and good. Yeah, that's what they'll say.
Where is it when your car gets to where it won't run, you have to take it to get it fixed?
To the garage.
Mm-hmm. Do you like to eat chocolate, or do you like chocolates? Candies and things like
yes,
that?
Yes, ma'am. I like chocolate candy.
Well, I know the biggest old kind of chocolate, most famous, I guess, is the kind that comes in a brown wrapper, you know.
That's right. Sure is.
Everslong. What kind of chocolate is that?
I just don't know what the name of that chocolate candy, but grab big old rolls of it.
Right.
See, I ain't never bought none myself. I've seen it at the white folks' house. Big old rolls of chocolate.
Well, what, you know, they used to just make everything either white or
black, that's right.
But now they got all kind of different subtle shades.
It's everything.
There's a color that's, your sweater, it's an off-white.
That's right, off-white. And it's got off-black, off-brown, off-blue, green, and everything.
Yeah. Well, do you call the color of your sweater just off-white, or do you have another?
Listen, I call this kind of grayish looking.
Yeah, it does kind of.
Yes, and I call this kind of gray. The white folks get to me. I don't know if you get them. The white folks get them. I call this kind of grayish. It ain't white, and it ain't real brown, and so I just call it kind of gray.
All right. When you start buying your Christmas presents, then you're going to have to put paper around them.
That's right, sure do.
Put a bow on them to hide what's under there. And what do you call it when you do it up?
Wrapping it?
Yeah.
Wrapping it. Christmas paper. Wrapping up your Christmas presents.
And then it's always so much fun to watch grandchildren get them.
Get it. Ooh, they're so tickled. But the guy that's a grown now, they about all know what Santa Claus
is. Find out soon.
Yeah, these children now, they know more than you know.
Well, when they start tearing into that package, you say,
ooh, they'd have happy something, ain't it? To see what's in there.